Now, today we're going to be looking at a different aspect that is very sensitive. I've been teaching us that the words from our mouth is what? Seed that you sow. Every word from your mouth is a seed. Whether it's in times of prayers or you're just verbalizing. Every word from your mouth is what? A seed. Jesus Christ said, a farmer went out to sow. He gave us four types of soil. So, and he said, the seed is the word of God. So every word that comes from your mouth is a seed. Your life is a summary of all the seed you spoke about your situation yesterday back through to when you were born. Very important. Very, very important. Your word, the words of your mouth, they are seed. And it will harvest. You will harvest what you have sown. A farmer, when he sows a corn on the ground, does not expect mango to come out. So whatever comes out of your mouth, good or bad, is what you are going to get. Did we get that? Jesus Christ said, a man is not identified by the volume of his wealth. You are identified by the words that come out from your mouth. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 4, verse 28 and 29. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, and after the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he puts in the sickle, because the harvest is come. The earth brings forth fruit of herself. That means whatever you sow in the earth is going to grow. Same thing, the human spirit, the human heart, brings forth of itself. If you sow the word of God will grow in you. If you sow negativity, it's going to be negativity. If you sow doubt, it's going to be doubt. If you sow the word of God, it's going to bring faith into your life. So the things you say are going into the soil of your hearts. Whatever you say goes into the soil of your heart. The things that you say go into the soul of your heart, the spirits responds to the word that comes out from your mouth. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. Your word from your mouth is deposited in your heart. Your heart and your spirit, they work together. Whatever you say, your spirit will receive it, and your spirit will respond. Your soul, your whole life will respond in line with the words that come out of your mouth. So the spirit will have actions that correspond with the word you have spoken. We contact God with our spirits. How do we contact God? With our spirit. God is a spirit. You cannot contact God with your soul or with your body. It's spirit to spirit. You contact God with your spirit. What did I say? You contact God with what? Your spirit. And the word of God is what? Spirit. So when you feed the word of God, when you hear the word of God, it goes into your spirits. And the word of God that has spoken forth in your spirits clings with your spirits and begin to communicate with God. Is it clear? Did we get this? God is a spirit. You are a spirit. You have a soul. And you live with your body. It's spirit to spirit and flesh to flesh and soul to soul. Did you catch it? When a man falls in love with a woman, there is what we call soul tie. Their souls are tied together. Even though they may be living apart, their souls are together. Is that not so? So when you contact God with your spirits. And you are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a body. When you feed on the word of God, which is spirit, it nourishes your spirits. And then your spirit begins to communicate with God. So if you have sown the word of God in your spirit, it will link with your spirit. And what you have sown in your spirit, because it's the word of God, will begin to produce after itself. Did you catch it? So if you have sown negativity, doubt, or unbelief, then your spirit man will be corrupted and cannot receive from God. And then the enemy and your flesh will work together to make it happen. Whatever you sow, you will reap. Hallelujah. Did you catch it? So the spirit or the heart, we have action that corresponds with the word you have spoken. You contact God with your spirit. Even while you are asleep, The things you have said continue to cause your spirit to act in agreement with your words. Do you know sometimes when you sleep, you wake up, you find yourself speaking in tongues? Have you ever experienced that? Why? Your spirit man never sleeps. It communes with God. Is that clear? Because you have fed your spirit man with the word of God and you have prayed in your heart, or there is something to be resolved, or there is something to pull from heaven, the spirit of God will begin to activate your human spirit to pray in tongues, to act in God, to link with God so that it can receive from God into your soul for it to be manifested in the physical. Did you catch it? With your spirit, you contact what? God. Now, if you want to contact God, you feed on the word of God. The word of God nourishes your soul. The word of God is a spirit, spirit to spirit. When you nourish your soul with your spirit, the word of God, it begins to commune with God. Even while you are asleep, your spirit man never what? Sleeps. It works on your behalf to make sure that the word of God has spoken about your life, about your situation, it will begin to pull and receive from God, request from God, because the word of God is what? Life and spirit. The kingdom within you have been sown with the seed of what you have speaking. Where is the kingdom of God in your life? The kingdom of God is where? Within you. Once you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the kingdom of God is inside you. Is this clear to us? Now, the kingdom of God is you are now born again. So the soil of the kingdom can only receive the word of the kingdom, and the word of the kingdom is the word of God. So when you feed the kingdom of God in you, your spirit man, it will produce after the word you have said with your mouth. Amen? God's a good God. I repeat, the farmer goes to bed and he gets up, and the ground brings forth the fruit. It works the same way. The kingdom within you have been sown with the seed of what you have speaking. God wants you to sow the seed by saying it. Amen? God wants you to do what? Sow the seed by what? By saying it. That's why Jesus Christ said, ask and you will what? Receive. Knock and what? The door will be open. Seek and you will what? Find. Jesus Christ said, even though your heavenly Father knows what you need, you still need to do what? Ask. So James, the book of James says, you have not because you what? Ask not. So God expects you to open up your mouth and speak. Why? God does not want robots. God wants people who will serve him willingly and wholeheartedly. That's why the kingdom of God is not easy to get into. You must be willing. You must be consciously involved in serving God. Amen? You must make up your mind to serve God. Because only those who have given their heart to God willingly and are serving in spirit and in truth will make it. Hallelujah. God's a good God. So God wants us to sow. We sow. Say after me, say in the name of Jesus, my God supplies all my needs. Open your mouth now. Say, in the name of Jesus, my God supplies my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Say after me, say, I have abundance. I have no lack. Because I have given, it is given back unto me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give back unto me. Amen. Feed your mouth with corrupt word of God. You are going to be what you have fed in. Is that not so?
Yes.
Good. All right. The Bible says the spirit of man is a candle of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 27. Your spirit is a candle of the Lord. What does candle do in the light, in the dark? It gives light. So God searches you with your spirit, not with your soul. God is a spirit. Amen. Proverbs 20, 27. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching the inward belly, searching with the inward parts of the belly. Proverbs 20, verse 27. The human spirit is a light bulb that God uses to enlighten you. While you are sleeping, your spirit remains in contact with God. It continually searches the avenue of God's wisdom to find a way to cause the promise, that is the word of God that you have sown, that you have planted to come to pass. Is this clear to us? The word of God that you're putting in you is alive and active. It never dies. Jesus Christ said, heaven and earth shall pass away. He said, not a dot, not an iota of my word shall what? Pass away. So when you genuinely sow in the word of God and you're effective and you keep confessing it, that word of God comes alive and it will look for a way by the power of the Holy Ghost to bring the expected results. Amen? God's a good God. Some have confessed that I'm a millionaire in this ministry. You know that? I am a millionaire. It's coming very soon. Amen? I live in a mansion. It's coming very soon. You understand? It's coming very soon. I will build an hospital. It's coming very soon. My aeroplane, the angels showed me that it's ready. God even showed me who the pilot is in the spiritual realm. But have I seen these things? No. That I'm going to be preaching around the world. I'll have my first service in London. And in the evening, I have the second service in India. It's going to happen. How is it going to happen? Because God has said it will. The Holy Ghost has sown that seed in my mind. And it's going to happen. Years ago, before we started this, the Lord showed me this ministry, showed me everything. I didn't know you. You didn't know me. But what's happening today? What God has spoken forth is coming to pass. Is this clear to us? God's a good God. So your word that comes out from your mouth is very important. It's very important. God, we honor his promises. Amen? God, we honor his promises. But it does not always happen the way you thought it would. While you are sleeping, that soil is working. The word of God that's sown in your heart is working. And it is searching the avenues of God's wisdom. It's searching the avenues of God's business. Searching the avenues of God's resources to bring it to pass. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11 says, for what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. The spirit of man is the human spirit. The spirit of man is what? The human spirit. And this human spirit is the candle of the Lord that he uses in searching the inward parts, what's in our heart. The belly refers to our innermost being, where our spirit is, where the kingdom of God is residing. God told Samuel to go to the house of Jesse and anoint one of his sons as king. And when the first boy came, huge and big, handsome, he thought this was the one. He said, no, not this. The second one said, no, until all has passed. He said, are these all that you have? But Samuel looked at the bigness, the beauty, the girth. He thought, wow, this is the king. But God said, no. He says, you search, you look, you consider people by their looks. I consider people by searching what? Their inward heart. How does God know you? By searching your inward belly. He knows exactly who you are. When Saul disappointed God, King Saul, God said, I have rejected that man. I have found a man, chosen a man, after my own heart. How did God find it? Search the heart and the future of everybody in Israel at that time. I found David to be the most qualified. Hallelujah. God knows what is in your heart. You can play tricks to man, excluding me. Because when you stand before me to talk, I already know what's in your heart. I have that gift. You can have it too. So you cannot play trick to any person that has the Spirit of God. When you stand, you might be saying green, whereas you are saying blue, yellow, white, you just look. Let's not go there. That's not what I'm teaching on today. That's another day. So the Spirit of God searches your inward man, knows what is in your heart. Amen? Hallelujah. God's Spirit goes through the human spirit to enlighten you. What man knows the things of man, save the spirit of man? Even you and I, we don't know ourselves the way we are supposed to. But your spirit man knows everything about you. Do you understand? Put some people under pressure and you see they will behave differently. Put some people under what? Pressure. And what would they do? And after they get up from that behavior, they will doubt if they are the one that did it. Is this clear? No one can know anyone except by the spirit that is in you. In other words, you don't know all about you. You don't know all about what you need. But your spirit knows all about you. God's spirit knows all about God. When your spirit is in contact with God's spirit, you have contacts. You have contacted the source of all knowledge. When your spirit is in contact with God's spirit, then you have contacted the source of all knowledge. You know that. So the answer to your prayers must be released, particularly as you have prayed by the word of God. Amen? I repeat. When your spirit, but your spirit knows all about you. God's spirit knows everything about God. When your spirit is in contact with God's spirit, you have contacted the source of all knowledge. You have access to the knowledge through your spirit. Amen? Sometimes you might be thinking about something and suddenly an answer will come. You say, how did that come? You have prayed that prayer long ago. The word of God you have fed is already in you. By that deposit, by that reservoir of the word of God that is in you, your spirit will receive direct information from the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Ghost, and give you the answer. Is that not so? Praise the Lord. How do you think we preach? Amen. We preach. We study the word of God and meditate on the word of God. While we are on the pulpit here, the Holy Ghost releases more revelation through our mouths and our vocal cord than what we have studied on. That's why smart pastors always go back to listen to their own messages, because you'll be as blessed as other people were when they were listening. Is this clear to us? God's a good God. So your spirit has conceived the word of God. You have no lack. You said, we confessed before, I have abundance, I have no lack. Your spirit has received that word. I have no lack, I have abundance. What will the word of God in you begin to do? And you have said, your God supplies all your needs according to riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Because you have spoken it forth, and because you have also sown seed to receive, your spirit man will begin to work for you, and in due season will bring to pass what you have requested. The heart, the spirit of man is designed to produce. The heart, the spirit of man is designed what? To produce. As a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. So if you think on the word of God, you will become what the word of God says you should be. That's why God told Joshua, this book of the law shall not what? Depart out of your mouth. You shall do what? Meditate upon it. How often? Day and night. After meditating, observe to do all that's written there. Look at it critically. Take one verse, match it with the other. Read the first few verses above that verse. Read the ones below. Put it inside. You say, observe to do all that is sitting therein. Then you will make your way prosperous and what? Have good success. Why? Because the word of God you have fed into your soul nourishes your spirit, communicates with God, receives from God, brings part to your life, and in due season it will be manifested. Amen? That's why I don't hang around negative people. Is that clear? I don't like negative people. I just listen to them. When they go, I say, if someone was Catholic Church, I would do in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost 10 times. And do in my back too. Eh? Negative people, they way. You see, the Bible says evil communication does what? Corrupts good manners. The birds that flock together, birds of the same feather. If you have ungodly friends, then you must be enjoying sin. Is this clear? If your best friends are non-Christians, then something is wrong with your Christianity. I'm not saying you cannot have friends who are non-Christians. If your best friends that you hang around with are ungodly people, there's a lot of ungodliness in you. There's a seed of the devil in you that need to be killed. Did I say you cannot have ungodly friends? I'm not saying so. But if they are your best friends and those are people you hang around with, you have issues with God. I doubt if you will make heaven. Go and read your Bible. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. I just listen. I say, according to Mark chapter 4, the soil is the production center. The soil is the heart of man. It is designed to produce things desired. Amen? It is what? Your heart is designed to produce the thing that you want, desire. You say, you plant the seed and go to bed and get up. The answer may come while you are asleep. You may be driving down the highway and suddenly an idea comes to you. You say, I wonder why I think, why I didn't think of that before? Is that not so? You have a challenge, an issue to be resolved. And then you try, at that particular time, you couldn't remember. Maybe as soon as you move away, you calm down a little bit. He said, hey, I should have said this. You pick up the phone and call. How did that idea come? The Spirit of God released it to you. The wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't understand how God makes it happen, but one thing we know, it works. Amen? So we don't understand the working of the Holy Spirit within the human spirit. We just plant the seed that calls for the harvest. Because he has promised it, in due season, we will receive the harvest. Amen? This is not man's method. This is God's method of receiving. God's a good God. God said in Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, he said, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. You see, this is God's law of seed time and harvest. And as long as the earth remains, it will work that way. The soil will always have actions that correspond with the seed that is sown in it. Your soil, whatever you sow in your heart, you will what? Receive. If you sow in your heart that you are going to have a successful family, you will have a successful family. If you sow in your heart that your wife is going to be the best person to you, it will be so. If you sow in your heart that your husband will cheat when you get married, it will be so. Whatever you sow, you will reap. If you sow in your heart that your children are going to be godly, that's what you will reap. Hallelujah. Because everything you produce, everything you sow, will produce after itself. Amen? God's a good God. God is a good God. So the kingdom of God is your heart. The word of God is the food of the kingdom. The word of God is the law of the kingdom. Keep to the laws of the kingdom and you always make it all the time. That is why you should never pray the problem. Amen? I don't want to hang around people who are always seeing problem. Because whatever you pray will happen. If you pray issues, if you pray the problem, what will you reap? The problem. After you have prayed the word of God, trust that it's going to come to pass. Amen? Good. Let me help us understand a little bit better. Petition is different from intercession. Amen? When we pray to God, we are petitioning God to give us certain needs, meet certain requests. After we have prayed once, you should not pray that prayer again that same way. Amen? God is not deaf. He has heard you. You should begin to thank God and praise him for answering your prayers, and then begin to bind the powers of the enemy from stopping your answers from coming to pass. Is that clear? Amen? Amen? Praise the Lord. God's a good God. You have prayed to God to give you a job. Thank God you already have that job. So, but I thank you because I have that job in the name of Jesus. The Bible says the heart of the king is in God's hands. The heart of the managers, the employers are in God's hands. Like flowing water, they turn it in the way. Like flowing water, they turn it in the way that do what? Pleases him. Amen? So, God, I thank you. I'm going to turn the heart of those employers in my favor. I thank you, my God, because you are the God who supplies all my needs. You know, say, in the name of Jesus, Satan, I bind your powers off my new job. Amen? And you make your vows and you make your promises. God's a good God. But some of us, we pray to God for one thing. We keep praying and praying. Is God deaf? Is God feeling too cold now that he hid in his inner room? Or maybe he went to Australia. Or to Haiti because there's sun there, there's winter here. No, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I told us again last week about Daniel. When did God answer his prayer? The first day he started what? Praying. But when did the answer manifest? 21 days. Why? Because of demonic forces that held it. But thank God these days, Jesus has come. He has given us authority to bind and to loose. So you can get your answers quicker. That's why Jesus will always tell, most of the time when people come to him for needs, he will say, what do you want? He will say, I want to be healed. He will say, be done unto you according to your faith, and they will be healed. Amen? So once you have prayed a prayer, it is unbelief to keep repeating it. What did I say? It's unbelief to keep repeating it. What do you do if you are worried in your heart? You say, Father, I thank you for giving me this job. I thank you for answering my prayer. Satan, I bind your powers off my job. Whatever you bind the powers of the enemy off it and continue to thank God for it. It's something you learn to do. Amen? Anytime you pray one prayer, making petition to God, you ask more than once, it's unbelief. But when we come to intercession, it's a different case. Intercession is God has given us certain rights to do and undo certain things in the spiritual realm. Amen? Like binding and losing. You are not asking God to do it. In warfare, we are not calling on God to come and fight for us most of the time. You command the hands of the enemy by the authority of the living word of God against the onslaught of the enemy in your situation. Did you catch it? Are you catching this? Your prayer life must change. Tell your neighbor, say, your prayer life must change. Hey, don't be afraid of their faces. Tell them, say, your prayer life must change. Say, you must do it right. Say, do it right. Say, whatever you sow is whatever you say, whatever you are saying is what we are sowing. And you will reap what you have sown. That's true. Our prayer life should change. That's why I told you. After I've asked God, it does not matter. Whether it's immigration, whether it's marriage, God is not deaf. God is, the Bible says, the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. And his ears are what? Open to their cry. Do you think God is deaf? No. Once you have made a petition, trust God that you have it. Amen? Then thank God and praise him for it. Like I'm correcting you, that's how I've corrected myself. Now you begin to burn the powers of the enemy of that job. Is that clear? But when you pray prayer for intercession, you say, Satan, it is written. Whatever you command the hand of the enemy, then you can repeat the word of God over and over concerning that situation. But because the word of God is not vain repetition, Jesus Christ said, do not pray like unbelievers who believe that by their vain repetition that they will have their requests met.